Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety whisperer. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt on Black Friday? Like you're running on caffeine fumes and pure willpower? Well, I'm right there with you. But guess what? Today we're not just tackling our own stress, we're diving into something super powerful. Mindful parenting. Because let's be honest, raising kids is a marathon, not a sprint, and sometimes those sprints feel like they're happening on a treadmill going uphill in the Sahara Desert. So, what does mindful parenting even mean? It's all about being present in those crazy busy moments, tuning into our emotions and our kiddos, and responding instead of reacting. Think less yelling, clean your room, and more, hey, how about we turn up some music and tackle this together? You know that feeling when you're playing with your kid, completely lost in the moment, and suddenly everything else just melts away? That's mindful parenting magic. Now let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your parenting game. 1. Become a detective of your emotions. Before you react to that epic meltdown, take a beat. What's bubbling up inside you? Frustration? Exasperation? A little bit of I just need a nap? Acknowledge those feelings, they're valid. Once you know what's going on inside you, you can respond with more grace and less, well, let's just say less explosive tantrums. 2. Listen up. This isn't about waiting for your turn to talk. It's about truly hearing what your child is saying, even if it's a 5-year-old version of Shakespearean drama. Hit down on their level, make eye contact, and reflect back what you hear. It sounds like you're really frustrated because your tower fell down. This shows them you get it and creates a space where they feel heard and understood. 3. Embrace the mess. Remember that time-honored parenting advice? The days are long, but the years are short. Let's rephrase it. The mess is real, but the memories are priceless. Sometimes letting go of perfection and the dust bunnies under the couch can actually free you up to enjoy those messy, beautiful moments with your kids. 4. Lead by example. Kids are little sponges, they absorb everything. So if you want them to be mindful and emotionally intelligent, model that behavior yourself. Take deep breaths when things get stressful. Talk about your feelings in a healthy way. And don't forget those little moments of gratitude. I love how bright your smile is today. Or thank you for helping me put the dishes away. I've practiced self-care, mama. I know, it sounds like another item on that never-ending to-do list. But trust me, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you're feeling rested and recharged, you can show up as the best parent you can be. So carve out some time for yourself, even 15 minutes can make a world of difference. Ever have one of those days where your kid is throwing a tantrum while you're trying to pack lunches, answer emails, and simultaneously keep the dog from eating the cat? Yeah, me too. But here's a real-life example. Last week, my daughter decided that playtime was over and it was time for a full-blown meltdown because she couldn't find her favorite stuffed animal. In my tired state, I almost snapped. But then I took a deep breath, got down on her level, and asked, "Hey, sweetie, what's going on? Is there something else bothering you?" Turns out she was just missing her grandma who had gone to visit her sister. Instead of yelling about the lost toy, we ended up having a heart-to-heart, and I even managed to squeeze in some cuddle time. So remember those 5 key takeaways. Become aware of your own emotions, listen actively to your child, embrace the mess, lead by example, and prioritize self-care. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. Now go out there and rock that mindful parenting game, you got this. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some stress relief inspiration. Leave us a review if you loved it, and join the conversation on social media. Until tomorrow, keep those vibes positive and your mindfulness on point.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.